Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Thank you for the echo, Andrew, to complete that cinematic soundtrack introduction.
It's a pleasure.
Never seen that film. I probably have when I was young.
What film is it?
Good, Bad, Ugly.
Oh, I don't think I've seen it either. I'm not into the cowboy films.
Really bad news, really depressed, etc.
What, you are?
Yeah.
What's depressing you, Bob?
Me, Phillips FC 222/01, Hoover, packed in.
Really? Is that the one you recommended me to get, or is that a superior model?
It's the greatest Hoover ever made. Took it down to Hoover Repair Centre, can't repair it, absolutely distraught, and find out that because of regulations, I'm not complaining, but because of regulations, it was 2,400 watts, the FC, Andrew, the Phillips FC. Now, because of regulations, you can only have Hoover's 900 watts.
I'm not sure that's the one I got, you know, because I got the one you recommended and I was never that impressed with it.
I've
still got it if you want it for spares.
Are you kidding me? Because I just need a coil out of it.
No, you can have it.
This is a podcast, not a chit-chat.
I'm serious.
I mean,
I'll bring it down next time.
It's a heavy unit.
It is. Well, I'll take the hose off.
Thank you. Well, I'd be really grateful. Yeah, it's been a big loss to me. Come on, let's crack on.
Hey, you know, this isn't really relevant, but what's the best thing you saw before 6:30 a.m. today?
Before 6:30, yeah. I went up, Andy.
Were you not?
Actually, I did.
You can't join in with this one.
Hold your horses. I did get up at about 3 o'clock.
Did you see anything good?
Telly. And I watched.
You got to watch a bit of telly.
What else can you do at that time of night? And I watched something called The Forest.
Oh.
Got 2 episodes in and I'm a little bit hooked. Netflix.
Oh, is it all right?
Not bad.
You might have won this then.
Okay, what about you?
A rat and a postman with bandy legs.
That would be in Sunderland then.
Of course it was.
Was the postman delivering the rat?
No, the rat was following behind him, sort of like...
Oh, following a little bit of, you know, what's it called, xenophobia there?
No, I said following him, not foreign.
Yeah, he said he was foreign.
No, the rat wasn't foreign.
The listeners will be the jury on this. You said foreign. How did your betting go on the World Cup, Andrew?
28 quid down.
28 quid down.
And a 50 quid kitty.
I had a system, Andrew, when I came out on top.
Did you? What was your system?
It's simply this. On every game, I bet first goal, own goal, 33-1.
Right.
Any time, own goal, 10-1.
Right.
Came up trumped.
Did it?
Yeah.
Do you not bet on cards?
On what?
Cards.
Bet on cards.
Cards.
What?
Yellows and reds.
Yellows and
reds?
That's
usually a decent bet.
What does that even mean, Andrew?
Over 4 cards in the match.
Oh, I see. Sorry, cards. Yeah, I was thinking.
What do you think I said, calves?
Queen.
Are you having problems understanding me today?
Jack of clubs and that. Do you want a name this week?
What you got?
Iqbal Briefcase.
Whoa!
You're a bit tempted, didn't you? I can
tell
see
us
your
about
face.
Him.
Well, he's a little Sri Lankan fella.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean tiny, Andrew.
Right? Wiry.
He lives in a briefcase.
Oh!
He's that little. Yeah, and it's the briefcase belongs to a sales rep for Coffee Mate. You know the powdered milk people? Quite creamy, they say.
Mm-hmm. That's not really relevant. Does he have any input in the sale of the coffee?
No, all he does is he has a little...
Is he there as a morale booster?
His boss, whoever, let's call him Peter.
Right.
Peter doesn't know he lives there.
Oh, right.
He thinks he's got a mouse in his suitcase because Iqbal does little tods.
This feels a bit xenophobic as well.
Iqbal does a couple of little tods in the corner of the briefcase.
Right. So he just finds the occasional tod in the briefcase.
Thinking there's a mouse
in there. Yeah, has he not thought of searching the briefcase for the mouse? The fuck's wrong with Peter?
Would you rather be Peter?
No, I'd rather be the little fella, to be honest, because he's got the measure of Peter.
Peter is writing a book about famous women from Norwich.
Right.
It's called Norfolk Broads. So that is a terrible thing to have said, isn't it, Andrew?
Yes, very much so.
Do you want the name or not?
I'll be the little fella.
You'll be a little
fella.
Is
that my only choice?
Iqbal Briefcase, good morning to you, sir.
Thank you very much. I've got two for you. Thin Richmond.
Like it, is
he's,
it?
He's the heir to the Richmond Sausage Empire. And the range of thin Richmond sausages were actually named after him and designed for him because he was such a feeble child and he couldn't manage a fat one.
I really like him.
You really like him. Well, there's that. Last time you took a lovely old woman who didn't have a name. This time I'm offering you a lonely old woman.
Yeah.
That's all it says here. She might be lovely and lonely, or she might be lonely because she's a bit spiteful. I don't know.
No, she makes me feel a bit sad. Lonely
right.
old
Would you
want
to be thin Richmond?
Yeah, and like I would like to be thin Richmond for quite a period of time, right? Because I think the thin Richmond brand, could you imagine a thin Richmond biscuit? That would work, wouldn't it?
A sausage biscuit?
No, that's just the title of it, a thin Richmond.
All right.
It'd be a nice biscuit, wouldn't
it? He sounds a bit like a 60s rock and roller as well, doesn't he? Thin Richmond.
Yeah, you see, you wish you'd offered me it now,
bastard.
Don't you? You want it.
I should have kept for myself.
Wife's got some World Cup questions.
Oh, good.
Andrew, can I just say, I'm not addressing the World Cup. It's too raw. What's to be said? I thoroughly enjoyed it. They were fabulous. It's a new era for...
Let's hope it is.
You know, let's hope it is. And I, you know, and they behaved impeccably. I move on. I'm still a bit sad.
Can we just mention that at the pre-World Cup episode, you predicted France to win it and I said England were going to do all right.
No, then that's so, not bad, know, is it? Because I thought it could
mean... Fellas, they don't really
well, we predicted Huddersfield's promotion, didn't
yeah, you
we?
You did.
Out of the blue. We did Bristol City last year. It wasn't bad. I think they finished eighth.
I probably predicted Sunderland's relegation again. I'll go with that again for this season as well. Anyway, the
World Cup questions. What were your match snacks, Andrew? What did you have, you know, as your main snack go-to snack?
You know what? I didn't, because I'd have had me tea about 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then the matches were 7 till 9. It felt weird. Matches finishing at 9.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Champions League, midweek games finished closer to 10. It felt like...
Felt a bit strange.
It didn't feel right, matches finishing at 9.
So you just flick over to Love Island.
Maybe have half a bag of Maltesers.
What about the early matches?
What about them?
You know, well, what about the early on in the competition? It was 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock.
Oh, I'd have a coffee and some, probably a biscuit or something.
A macchiato or something.
Yeah.
Have you got a little fucking Ponzi machine?
I might have. Do you want the Hoover bringing down?
Yes,
or not?
I do.
Well,
thank
shut
you
your
much.
Mouth then.
I had a lot of poppadoms for some reason.
Right.
A load of poppadoms with. My wife makes a really nice, you know, the onion salad you have with your poppadoms.
She got a machine?
No, she got. No, she does it by hand in an apron. You know, she mashes up. Is it onions, tomatoes, coriander, mango, chutney?
Uh-huh.
I had a lot of that. Given the hot weather, Andrew, what percentage of your favourite viewing chair is now sweat? And hundreds of thousands from your knobbly bobbly ice lollies. 10, 15.
Oh, I would say probably a good 25 now.
25% sweat.
Yeah,
knobbly
it's been
bobblies.
A very hot World Cup.
What is your favourite ice lolly?
Probably a Fab.
Fab is good. Is nice. It is nice.
Can't go wrong with a Fab.
I was going to say it.
A Dairy Milk chocolate ice cream, but that's not a lolly. It's not an ice cream. It doesn't count as a lolly.
I was quite specific.
I'm fond of a rocket lolly as well, to be honest. You can't go wrong with a rocket lolly.
Have you had a fruit pastel lolly?
Yes, they're good.
Fucking
very
magnificent,
fruity.
Aren't they?
Very fruity.
Intense taste.
Yeah.
That never fades. You know what I mean? Because the Fab fades a little bit, you know.
It does.
The red's very nice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But as you suck it, it fades.
Yeah, and you get down to the white. There's nothing about the white, really, is there?
Yeah, and then you're back into depression, you know.
Yeah,
with the hot weather, did you consider watching the matches laid on the old mattress that's in your backyard?
Kind of.
Yeah.
I did have a TV set up. I've got, like, patio doors out into my yard.
Patio fucking doors.
Yeah.
What do you mean, patio doors?
You know, patio doors. Like, what do they call them? French windows or something?
So, yeah, but if it's patio doors, they lead to... So you've got a patio.
I've got decking. What are you laughing at?
Did you put the decking
no.
in?
No. It was there when I moved in.
It was there when you got there. Did you clean it up with decking cleaner?
Oil. I oil it. I brush it down.
Well, you're right proud of it.
I hoover it with that fucking stupid hoover you recommended.
You're right proud of it.
Yeah.
And tell me how big's the decked area?
Massive.
10
metres squared. So anyway, the patio doors are open.
Yeah.
I've got the telly out of my bedroom. 40 inch.
Not bad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, not bad.
I've got that on the edge of the dining table, so I can sit outside in the sunshine watching the World Cup indoors.
And you did do that?
I did that a lot. Can you not tell by the colour of my skin?
No reflection on your screen? We're all right.
There was some reflection, but enough that it was manageable.
Yeah. OK, well, thank you for answering those questions. Really quick game of fruit or not fruit. Yeah. Let's not dwell on it, because it's very dull. But are they a fruit or are they not a fruit, Andrew?
How are them?
Rhubarb.
Not a fruit.
Correct. Avocado.
Not a fruit.
It is a fruit. Green pepper.
Fruit.
It is a fruit, yes. Tomato.
I know this one. Is it a herb?
Well, you reckon it's like... Or is it maybe a nut? Tomato is a fruit. Pineapple.
Not a fruit.
Not a fruit. Cucumber.
Not a fruit.
Fruit.
Bastard.
Olive.
Fruit.
Fruit. Strawberry.
Fruit.
No.
Oh, what? What's a strawberry then? A nut?
It's got a weird name, which I didn't bother bringing along. It's because the seeds are on the outside of it. It's not a fruit. There you go.
Cheeky
hope you
bastards.
Took. I got a little bit of pleasure from that. You got three right.
Did I?
Well done.
Are you sure I got three right? Because you owe me an apology after the last one, because I got all but two.
I know, I did fuck up, didn't
you
I?
You fucked me over that time.
You've seen Mark Lawrenson, haven't you?
I haven't seen him. He's you've Skyped him again, haven't you? Ever?
Oh, I Skyped him, yeah.
Done your satellite phone call.
Yeah, and this is how it went. All right, Mark, have you enjoyed the World Cup? You know, now it's ending up and all that, reflecting on it.
Oh, it's been a bit much, if I'm to be honest with you, Bob.
Well, sorry to hear that. What's gone wrong?
Well, there's been more walking than I'm used to. My ankles have swollen. The water pressure in my shower's lower than I'm used to. Yesterday there were some people sitting on the low wall that I can see out of my hotel room window. I saw someone on a unicycle I wasn't expecting. I couldn't tell if it was a man or a woman. Tizer's twice the price that it is at home. The zoo doesn't do dancing bears here.
Well, never mind. You're going to be home soon.
I haven't finished, Bob. The music in the shops is slightly too loud. I'm constantly wondering if I'm being followed around by undercover spies. I can't find anywhere that sells Bonjela for my mouth ulcers. No one makes proper eye contact here. And I've started thinking about germs a lot more than usual.
Well, thank you for joining us, Mark. Enjoy the rest of your stay over there in Russia.
No, I won't.
That's how it went, Andrew.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's not enjoying it, is he?
Doesn't sound that way, does
it? I hope he comes home soon, cheers up in time for the Premier League season and all that.
Oh, yeah, that's coming, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's coming. I might make some...
Not for us.
I'm not making me season predictions yet.
Not yet.
I'll make one prediction, Andrew.
Go on, then.
And I'm fucking good. Mm-hmm. I'll make one prediction. Sunderland's going straight back up. I know that's no big news, but there ain't going to be...
I don't know what you're basing that on.
Because there ain't going to be no hiccups there. There's still a little bit of quality there. Do you know how bad League One is?
No, I don't, to be honest.
It's fucking awful.
We'll see.
Peter Beardsley being in touch.
I see.
Do you want me to do it? Do you want me to actually do it?
I do.
All right, Bob. I'm still at home, you know, after the trouble with the foreign lads, like. I've been watching that fishing show, you know, that you've done on Catch Up, right, when the wife's asleep, you know. And it reminded me of when I went fishing with the wife last year at Warkworth Castle, at Warkworth. It was like when, you know those days, like, where it's, like, cold and crisp and that, and people quite like them days. And Warkworth is in a very exposed spot, you know. The wife had to wear a bubblegum coloured hat and mittens, you know, a couple of fleeces, purple as I remember, and the ski trousers she bought from Lidl. I had not at this point purchased my puffer jacket. Dog did. It would have come in very handy. So the wife settled in on the riverbank, like, you know, and there was a nice slope with a dip in it. I lined it with a couple of picnic blankets, you know, and put me coat over her, and she was soon off to sleep. For an hour or so, I had a nice fish, and I got lost in me surroundings. I stared at me float, then I had a good old stare at the piece of blue plastic trapped on a branch of an opposite tree. It had some writing on it, and although I can't be sure, I think it may well have been from a bag of chlorine pellets. Suddenly, the wife woke up with a jolt.
Where the fuck am I? That's the fucking river. Jesus, I've cricked me fucking neck. Why didn't you sort me out a pillar, you fucking useless dial?
I'm sorry that you cricked your neck, Nose, and I'm sorry that I didn't provide a pillow. I'm well aware that the two things are intimately connected, you know, so let me help you up, love.
Take your fucking slippery little fingers off me, you fucking slack bastard, and fetch me a couple of hard boilers. I am fucking starving.
No, I went to my bait box and I fetched a couple of Scotch eggs that I'd brought along.
What the fuck is this nonsense? Scottish fucking eggs? Has your tiny little fucking mind soiled up, like?
Well, I didn't have time to cook any this morning, love, and there is a boiler in the centre of the Scotch egg.
You fucking dozy fucking clown. The boiler inside a Scotch is just a sweaty fucking prisoner trapped in a cage of cheap Scottish fucking meat. It's lost all its fucking clout. I'd rather eat a fucking dog egg.
Then she threw a Scotch egg in the river and stormed off back to the car, you know. She said, you've got 5 minutes to pack up and take me to the services where I'll make do with a 4 plate of poachies. I sometimes think you don't give a fuck about me, she said. Well, I said that I loved her very much, actually, but I don't think that she heard me, you know. So I reeled me line in, and then I had a thought. I pinched a bit of the meat off the remaining Scotch egg and put it on my hook. And I caught a 5-pound chub, very first catch. So, you know, as I say, Bob, like, really, every cloud, you know, every cloud has a lining of some sort, so that would be nice. I haven't got my joke book with me, Bob, so I'm going to do a couple of jokes, what I can remember in my mind, like. I used to play the triangle in a reggae band, but I left because it was just one thing after another. I tried to explain to my 4-year-old that it's perfectly normal to shit your pants, but he's still making fun of me now. Doctor, have you got anything for excessive wind? And he gave me a kite. See, Bob, one Peter Beardsley, there's only one Peter Beardsley. One Peter B. See, Bob.
So, Peter, nice little trip he had, that, innit?
Yeah, has his wife been to Shildon?
I know, I'm sorry.
She picked up a bit of the accent. She might have relatives there she's been visiting.
I do have trouble with her accent.
Yeah, fuck, I don't know.
Hey, she mentioned Lidl.
She took advantage of one of their skiing.
I was up the Lidl the other day.
How'd you get on?
I got a weed burner.
Oh,
have you seen them?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't used it yet, though.
Do weeds pop through your decking?
Maybe.
Well, that's a dilemma for you. Do you blast them but worry about the finish on your decking?
I'm not going to go on the decking with them. I'm going to go on the hard concrete with them.
Yeah. Hard concrete at the front or in the living room?
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, TV-wise, Andrew.
Yeah.
TV-wise.
I haven't been watching much. Well, World Cup and all that.
I'll put a couple of recommendations
out. Go on, let's have them.
Right. One is Sonaria.
I don't know.
Anyway, it's on Netflix.
Right, what is it?
And it's Part Me Crime Club recommendation.
Is it about murders?
It's a Dutch family what moved to a remote part of Spain and got big trouble with locals, leading to murders, convictions. Very fascinating.
Right.
Fascinating little story. Makes you, after you've watched it, like, you feel like, aren't people shit?
Yeah.
But have a look at that, a really good one.
How many parts? How many hours?
Just one long documentary.
One long thing.
About 1 hour and a half.
That's all right, I can do that.
24 hours in police custody. Incredibly disappointed with the last four of them.
It's become incredibly grim. Too grim.
Yeah, and it's just like... It's like tabloidy now, isn't it? Let's show a pervert. Let's show the
people, you know, trafficking. I haven't watched the pervert one yet.
But there's no cases, is there? They've ordered, I think Channel 4's ordered two.
And I'm not keen on this thing where they do a case and then go back to it a few months later when there's been a development.
So
I'm not keen on that. That's not 24 hours.
It isn't.
That's seven fucking months.
Seven fucking months.
I'm not
seven
into it.
Fucking months. You're called for police custody. You fucking bastard.
I started to watch I, Tanya. You know, a lot of people say it's great.
Yeah.
I thought it was dross.
Right. Fair enough.
I've just started The Forest this morning.
Yeah, you mentioned
good. That
earlier.
And
okay.
That's
is that
good.
Netflix as well?
That's Netflix. Don't forget, folks, I've recommended it previously, but crime-wise, Tall Hot Blonde and the Smiley Face Killings.
Right, can I chuck into that as well? The Vietnam War, which has arrived on Netflix. It was a 10-parter on BBC Four.
Yeah.
10-hour-long episodes, but this is the full thing. Each episode's about an hour and 25 long, 10 episodes, and it's the definitive... televisual work of the Vietnam War.
I've been tempted, Andy. It's worth it.
It's a big investment, time-wise, but it is worth it, yeah.
Ho Chi Minh Trail.
All that stuff, yeah.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, up your toe. My name's Dominic Littlewood. Welcome to another edition of Who's the Prick? Playing along today with me is TV's fishing expert, Bob Mulmer. Good afternoon, Bob Mulmer.
All right, Dom.
Yeah, nice to see you here. Now then, do you need me to explain the rules to you?
I remember it.
Are you sure?
I have to pick which one of the
three people. You've got to decide which one of them's a prick and which one of the other ones is all right, really.
All right, really.
Here we go. Three names for you. Number one, Joey Chestnut. Number two, Maria Karina Favato. Number three, Pixie Furmeister. One of them's a prick, Bob Mulmer. Which one is he? Hurry up!
The first one.
The first one, Joey Chestnut.
Yeah.
He is the current world hot dog eating champion. He is no prick. He recently ate 74 hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Nice work.
Would you call him a prick to his face? No, he wouldn't.
He's a god amongst men.
The prick was Maria Karina Favato. She was a member of the Philadelphia Poisoning Ring, responsible for 114 murders in the 1930s.
Shit.
The other one, Pixie Furmeister, is an Australian detective. She's currently trying to identify a dead body that's been decomposing in a storage unit for over a decade. So we wish her the very best of luck, Pixie Furmeister.
Good luck, Pixie.
Thanks for joining me, Bob. You got it wrong again. So as ever, you are the prick, Bob Mulmer. You the prick. You are the prick.
And how much do I owe you, Dom?
£9.
Okay, fair enough.
Thank you.
Did you want to mention something about Quality Street?
I did. Have you seen this thing about Quality Street? In John Lewis's, they're going to do a thing for pre-Christmas where you can do, like, pick and mix. You get an empty tin, and it's a 1.2-kilogram tin, and all the different varieties of chocolate for Quality Street are there, and you can just put in whatever you want.
Yeah.
So if you don't like strawberry creams or whatever,
well,
you
that's
can,
the one to pick
you
on,
can divert
it?
Them completely. Yeah. If you like the penny toffee or whatever, just get a load of them.
Yeah.
You've got to get a minimum of four of the 12 varieties. So you've got to maybe
you can't just
one each
one.
Of right. three you don't like, and then if you're into the strawberry creams, just get a load of strawberry creams. It sounds good. £12 for a 1.2-kilogram tin.
Which would normally be?
Well, a 750-gram tub is normally £4.
And it's bigger than that?
It's not quite twice as big as that, but it's three times the price.
So it should be £8.
and it's 12 quid.
But there's a premium for you getting to choose the chocolates you want.
But Andrew, can I just say one thing? Is when I have a quality straight tin, there is quite a lot of dross left that never gets eaten. So there's a waste there, isn't there? Really?
There is. You're paying a premium for getting to choose, but fucking hell, 12 quid.
I'd do it, Andrew.
You'd do it.
I would do it because I could give that as a gift because that feels like, you know, you've made an effort.
Well, you would second guess to someone what they'd like.
Well, we all know what everyone likes, don't we? And it's the purple ones. It's the purple ones.
All I can
green,
say...
That green triangle.
All I can say is quality straight, smiling assassins.
Oh, you're not happy?
But I'm not.
Oh, but is it John Lewis's initiative,
for 12
I
quid, I could buy 3 750-gram tubs, which is... 2.25
What's
kilograms?
This a fucking maths lesson?
It's consumer advice, Bob.
All right, so your advice is don't buy a tin of quality straight where you'll actually eat them all and enjoy them all because they're ones that you want. You know, when you pick up that fudge one, or is there a coffee one as well? You're just eating it for the fucking sake.
Well,
of
maybe
it.
We could do a quality straight exchange thing on this podcast where people can send in the ones they don't want and we'll match them up with people who
or
want
you
them.
Take them down
like
the
swap
village.
Shop.
Take it down the village hall and do swaps.
Something like that, yeah.
But everyone just
set
wants...
something like that up.
Okay, I've enjoyed what you've had to say about it.
Other thing, those kids that came out of the cave, shall we invite them in?
To invite them to come to the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll send that invite out.
Because they've
right
been invited
now.
To the World Cup, they couldn't do that. Manchester United want them to go around. That's not going to be fun for them.
Yeah.
I thought if we could get them in here, it might put them up a bit.
They're more than welcome.
Right, I'll consider that an invitation then. Good.
I'm a bit wary because they're heroes and that of doing a Gangs of the EPL. So I'm going back to just after the Colombia match, Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
You know when we didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah.
And I mean no disrespect with this, you know.
I'm sure people are right
what
with
I
it.
Mean. So it's World Cup Gangs of the EPL. So, after what was frankly a wonderful victory over Colombia, who were mm-hmm. a bit dirty, weren't they, Andy?
Oh, the Colombians were fantastic.
Oh, you thought were fantastic?
Oh, the shithousery was to die for.
Oh, you enjoy that
sort
of thing?
Oh, I enjoy that sort of thing.
There was a lot of shithousery going. Did you notice? Did you see Lovren? In
yeah.
Debby Alize, calling him a cunt and all
I
that.
I didn't see that, but I saw he should have had at least two yellers.
Well, anyway, sorry about
never
that.
Never mind.
Sorry about that word, ladies and gentlemen. The squad were given a day off. The day after was just a day off, right?
Quite right.
The majority of them just spent the day round the pool, mm-hmm. right? Those who weren't in treatment and that. Southgate wasn't there in the afternoon. He'd hired a little small plane, you know, to fly over. Would it be the Urals or something to
probably,
have a look round or
yeah.
whatever? I'll set this. It's Phil Jones is in the shallow end,
yep.
right, of the pool on a floating, like, inflatable hippo, and he's eating a hamburger and he's got a cup of tea. That's mm-hmm. nice, isn't it, Andrew?
It is.
The two farmers, Pickford and Maguire, they've been collecting wood from the maintenance shed to see if they can fashion a makeshift plough, you know, to pass some time.
Yeah.
Alexander Armstrong and Marcus are trying to make a diving board out of, like, tables, you know, hotel furniture and
yeah.
that. The White Lions are sat by the shallow end and the Hardy Annuals by the deep end. Eric Dyer is inside just staring through a window at the scene. Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope I've set that up nicely for you, Andrew.
I've got it visualised.
And the sun is shining. Harry. Philip, have you got plenty of sun cream on? I promised your mum I'd make sure you didn't overexpose your creamy muck milk skin. Yes, boss, but... Oh, fucking Charlie Williams. Yes, boss, well, I'll put some more on just in case as soon as I've finished my hamburger. Do you know why I like hamburgers, boss? Because they're round like my mum's nose. Thank you, Philip. Suddenly, Vardy pipes up. Hey, leave the kids alone, you know, they're only expressing themselves through play. You need to value their innocence and imagination. It shines for too brief a period in our lives. Rejoice at their wonder. Responsibility can wait. Ooh. Richard Madeley told me that at a boozy do. That's all well and good, you know, if it doesn't involve damaging hotel property. Talking of responsibility, where were you when the crunch came to McCrunch for the penalties, Vardy? Raheem cheeps in.
Why should Mr. Vardy take a penalty when none of you ever passed to him, not even in training? How is he meant to be match sharp?
What you saying, Sterling, you winks McCheeky? That there's a conspiracy, a plot, some sort of treachery in the camp. You've been reading too many books by authors. Maybe you is hurting.
Jordan chips in.
Ah, whoa! Hey, listen up, Ma, let's nip this in the bud, fellas. Oh, I'm so much of this. Can Edward report to the deputy head? Will it ever get to know your onions? It knows conspiracy, like. Thank you, Jordan, for that common sense statement.
Jordan winks at Harry. Just at that moment, big splash in the pool because Philip's fallen in. Oh, excuse me, fellas, but I can't swim, you know. My mum wouldn't let me go to baths on account of all dirty boys with sex disease on feet. Could somebody pop in here like, and grab me, you know? I'm afraid I have drifted into deep end.
Harry, quick, farm lads, get in and save Philip.
So Maguire takes his smock off and jumps in. Now, the wave caused by the impact of his head entering the water gently pushes Philip to the shallow end and he's able to stand up. Harry says,
right, I want no more talk of conspiracies and double dealings. We all very much enjoy passing to Vardy, especially when we see the sun glinting off the sharp end of his pointy chin. Don't we, boys?
All the white lions agree. Yes, boss, they all say.
Well, I'll take your word for it, but I have definitely been starved of service, you know. I feel like a lone hitchhiker at a breakfast table for outcasts in a forgotten hotel in an abandoned city. You know, like the Premier Inn in Bolton.
Don't be daft, Vardy. Come on, let's all go inside and watch Jamie play Splatoon 2.
Just at that moment, Alexander Armstrong climbs into Phil's inflatable hippo. Alexander,
bloody hell, Philip, what's this?
Oh, sorry, young'un, have I left a little Tommy Kiss Girl in the hippo?
Yes, you fucking have!
Harry guides Vardy inside, right, and they all go in to watch him play. Just as they all get in, Eric stares up to the sky and he sees Gareth's plane fly by and there's a message trailing behind it. What do you think that message is, Andrew?
Don't pass to Vardy.
Don't pass to Vardy. So, oh, they were fun times, you know.
They were. That seems like a long time ago, doesn't it, now?
Yeah. I was at my house the other day.
Can I just say that reminded me of an episode of We Are the Champions with Ron Pickering.
Really?
Where they all jump in the pool at the end.
Exactly. That was what I was trying to evoke, Andrew.
Was it? Well done, Bob.
I was at my house, you know, last week, and about five of those black people carriers pulled up in front of the house. Do you know, like the FBI, Homeland Security ones?
Yeah.
Just screeched up and that, with lights on, no sirens. And I said to them, Andrew, I stood on my front door and I said to them, I said, hey, you back them up and fuck off out of here, right? And put those fucking lights off. There's a house in multiple occupation over there and most of them work nights. Just fuck off. Right, and the main FBI man just held his hands up, apologised, and they all reversed out of the street.
Is that true?
Yeah. Just what I tell you. Anything else, or should we fuck off?
Hey, Bob, do you reckon Bon Jovi are still wanted dead or alive? I mean, it was 1986, and, you know, they've done countless world tours and promotional TV and radio appearances since then.
I'm so sorry.
The movements, let's face it, have been very well publicised. You'd think the authorities would have caught up with them a long time ago, wouldn't you?
What do you think?
Mind you, I've not seen anything in the news about an arrest or a trial, so perhaps the charges were dropped. Maybe the lawyers did a deal. Might have even been mistaken identity. I don't know. What do you reckon?
I'm not sure. What do you think, Andrew?
I don't know either. Shall we just leave it at that then?
What's next? Are Bee Gees, or do you think they're still alive? What?
Who knows? These thoughts come to me at night.
What do you think about Richard Bacon?
Oh, I hope he gets well.
He's really nice, Richard Bacon.
I've not met him, but I heard he's a good lad, yeah.
He's a really nice fella.
Yeah.
And so, have a sudden illness like that. You just don't know what's around the corner, do you?
No, you don't. So look after yourselves, everyone.
Yeah, everybody, just look after yourselves.
What should people eat, Bob?
In terms of looking after themselves?
Yeah.
Well, I'd go low carb, is my advice.
Okay.
See you then.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.